להגיע יודוי. ונאמר לא ססג יודוי. רשי זה משמע מי שבא לידי עניות וישירות. Is this parsha of a korban erlu v'yerved applies to people that sometimes they're poor, sometimes they're rich. So it means misha bo liyodei aniyus v'ashirus. Somebody that sometimes he's poor and sometimes he's rich, and therefore there's a chilik in the korban whether you bring a par, whether you bring an oif, or whether you bring a mincha. That's the parsha of a korban erlu v'yerved that the Torah says by these three parshas. Of Shmias Kurel, Abitus for Simon, Tumas Migdash. Now, in Svar we say, Yotze Nosi goes out a melech, a king, Mashiach, and a Kohen Gadol, Shein Boinel Dayanius. They are always rich. They do not become poor. So since they never become poor, therefore they're not in the parsha of this Korbin, Oyle V'yurit. So now, how do we know this? Nosi, that's the Svar, and Nosi, that's the king, Dechsiv. We also Achas, so we dash like this. That says by Melech he has to do Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Alekov. That means Mishen Al Gabov Elo Hashem Alekov. Nobody is above it, only Hashem. In other words, the Nosi is the one that has the highest position in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, he's like the Melech. When we have the Melech, that's the Nosi. So the kids, he's rich, like he has all the money of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, he never becomes poor. That's how we know a Nosi is Potter. Now Moshiach, what about a Kohen Gadol? The Pasuk says, V'ha Kohen HaGadol Meyechov, that the Kohen that's greater than his brothers. And we dashin, Shu Gadol Meyechov, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be greater than his brothers, Binoi, supposed to look nice, V'koyach with strength, V'chochma with wisdom, U'v'yoshram with rich, he's supposed to be rich, but the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be rich. And Acherim Maimrim, others say like this, Acherim Maimrim, Minayin, how do we know? Shemein Loi, that if the Kohen Gadol himself is not rich, he does not have so much money, how do we know, God Leyu Mishalochiv, that the other brothers are supposed to give him money to make him rich? How do we know this? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'hakoyin HaGadol Meyechov, Asher Yutzak Al Roishoi, which means, God Leyu Meyochiv. That means his other brothers, the other Kohanim, should give him money. Could be slapped off the Kohanim, even Yisrael also.
Yeah.
But the kids of the Yisrael of a Kohen Gadol is, he is Gadol Meyechov, even B'yosher. So therefore, that's the Svara, that since the Kohen Gadol is always rich, he is Potter from the Korban Oyle V'yurit. Boy, Minei Ravinim Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Ravin asked the question from Nachman Yitzchak like this. Nosi, let's say the Melech, Shenetzara, became a Metzora. Ma, well, Bidalocha. So when he becomes a Metzora, that pshit, he loses his position, he's no more Melech, and now he's a Hedyot. So he has to shail if he does the Chet now, after becoming a Metzora, does he have to bring a Korban or not? That's the question. Does he have to bring a Korban or the Yerid? He makes a Shavuos Bitu now, the Shegeg, is he Chayiv a Korban or not? So what's the shail now? Mitche Dochi, is the pshat is that he's Dochi from a Melech, we do not consider him a Melech at all anymore. Once he becomes a Metzora, he's pushed off from Malchus, and that's it. Or Nifta Potter, it's time the pshat is that he can't be right now, but he still retains the loch of the Melech Lager to this Korban, that he's Potter from the Korban. That was the Shiloh. Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi is Mi'ar Minan, Potter mi Korban al v'yorid, kushunosev yashish in the star of Yavis Yosel Chayi, right? Oduma, my Devi, Hevi. But the first lashon is mitche dochi means that once he was dochi, once he had a p'tur from this korban, he always keeps his p'tur. Even when he becomes a metzora, he is not a melech. Still, he has the p'tur. No, he was only potter. Calls the man he's a melech. But now that he became a metzora, he is not a melech anymore. So be chayiv in this korban. Or Malay said back to Porsche, listen, the loch. Oy de Gaza, who pays for his korban? Who pays for the korban? Does he pay for it for himself, or else do we pay for him? Oy de loch. I mean, omele de loch means are you paying for it? Oy de Gaza, does it come from his own bank account? There's treat that comes from his own bank account. So the maestro, when he was a king, he had enough money to take care of him for the rest of his life. So that's pshitum, even though he becomes a metzora, and he loses his position of melech, but his bank account still stays under his name. he doesn't lose his money. So that's pshita when he was a king, a rich person. You see here, doesn't only mean he's rich that year. It means he has enough money to live on the rest of his life. Therefore, this king, when he was king, pshita, his bank account was so big, he could live the whole year for the rest of his life. That even though he became a mitzvah, pshita, he's still rich, and therefore he did not come with anius, and he'll be potter for the korban. Interesting. Even though Luchura, the biggest millionaire we see today, could become a poor person, things are wrong, come bankrupt, this and that. Right, that vice wasn't Shchiach then. The Meister, he had his money secured that he would not lose it. Tanya will learn like here. Tanya will learn like this. Tanya Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Moshiach Potter Mikulam, that the Kohen Gadol is Potter from all three Karbonos. Potter Mikulam. Omar Rovo, my time with Rabbi Akiva. What's the reason of Rabbi Akiva? Why should a Kohen Gadol be potter from all three? My time with Rabbi Akiva. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Ze korban aroin ubonov. That Ze bo choyv aloi, v'yena cheres bo choyv aloi. That the dale dalas of a korban oil of a yarid is an astira seifo. Now it either brings a korban, an animal, or else a bird, or else a mincha. Now the mincha is astira seifo. Now the Dalai Dalas, the Asira Seifah, that's the korban that a Kohen Gadol brings every single day. So the Pasuk says, Zeh korban Aron Uvonov, that means Zu bo choy v'loi, v'ein acheres bo choy v'lo. The only type of an Asira Seifah that a Kohen Gadol could bring is his own Minchas Chavitim, and no other Asira Seifah. So therefore, since he's not in the parish of Dalai Dalas, by a korban of Yerid, he's potter from the other two also, from a bird or from a korban. But tomorrow, no. For Yema, why don't I say, Ki mimayit le'rachmona mi dalei dalas. When does the Pasuk say that the Kohen Gadol is potter from the Asira Sefer, from the Mincha? That's only from dalei dalas. Mashiach, but he's very poor. Oma niyu Asira Sefer. He's potter from the Mincha, the Asira Sefer. Avala niyus, but just a middle poor, the Asira Sefer is rich. Maybe the Torah did not free the Kohen Gadol. Maybe the Kohen Gadol, if he does this chatoyim and he could afford it, he'll have to bring the power. He'll have to bring the birds. Tzimur says, no, Lo Yisagadai, do not think like this. Lo Yisagadai, do not think like this. Why not? The Asir, because the Pasuk says, V'chi perolov ha-Kohen al-Chatoseh ha-Shechoto, me'yachas me'elo. That the Kohen Shri Mechap, if he does one of these chatoyim, meyachas meyelo. So we dashin, a person that has one of these three kaporis, he'll have a kapor for them. But v'shein mitzchap v'yach kapor from one of them, a mitzchap v'kulon. So the Kohen Gadol that does not have the kapor from the Dalei Dalas, he will not have the kapor from the other two. Zmar says, why elomayat is so, when the Pasuk says, if he does one of these chatoyim, is hachinam, you want to tell me to chola meschayiv diachas meschayiv bekulam? Because that's this parsha of these three chatoyim one after another. It says the parsha of shmias koil, it says the parsha of bitus vasayim, it says the parsha of tumas mitish chadeshev. So you want to tell me only somebody that's in the parsha of all three has either one of them, but v'shein meschayiv diachas like a melech. That's not chayiv and shmias koil. Eim is chayiv v'kulon. He's not chayiv in all of them. Alo matnan. How come we learned? Rabbi Akiva roimer nosi chayiv chutz mishmias koil. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva himself said that a melech is chayiv in a shvuas bitui or in a tumas mitzvah kedoshev. The only thing a melech is potter from is only from shmias koil because he's not in the parsha. He's not in the parsha of eight. He can't be an eight himself. So since he's not in the Pasha, he's potter only from this one, not the ones. So you see, Rabbi Akiva himself dashing, either all or one. No, it could be just two, and from one he's potter from. So more answers. Yep. Abaye of Rav, the Armut of Abaye, they both say it like this. Me'achas mashmalei, li'achas loy mashmalei. In other words, from one, with the korban itself, the oil of yarid, that it's a choice, either an animal or a bird or a dalei dalas, that he has to be in. He has to be in the parasha of one of these three. If he's missing even one of these three, like a Kohen Gadol, that he's potter, he can't have the Asira Seifa, he does not have the other two. Marshek and the Melech, where he's in the Pasha, is in the Pasha of all three of them. So therefore, he's Chayev a Korban by Yeshua's Bitoy and by Tumas Mikdash. The difference between Meyachas, one of the three different types, but Liyachas, one of the three different Averis, that he doesn't Darshan. Umayshino, what's the difference? Meyachas, Dimashmala, Dixiv, the Potxiv Rachmon, the Torah says, Lipsoif, Kabisir Seifo. The reason is because it says the word Meyachas at the end, by the Asir Seifo. So Lamein Mamitz teaches like this, the Chol, Dimishayiv, the Asir Seifo, Mechayiv, the Kulan. The other ones, in other words, the Melech, or regular Yochid, that's chayiv in the Nasira Seifa, he's chayiv even with the bird or with the behemoth, depending on how rich he is. Because these sakadaitach, mischayiv biyachas, afo pishe mischayiv bekulam, if you tell me no, even a Kohen Gadol, even though he's not in the parsha of Nasira Seifa, the Dalai Dalas, still would be in the parsha of the other two, if so, nichteve lehai miyachas melam, the Dalas, inana biyashiris. Why does it say this drush of miyachas only by the dalit, only by the dalit dalis? Let it say it by the dalis over the asiris already. Since it only says it by the dalit dalis by the asiris vefer, that means to teach us this you say, that the Kohen Gadol, since Lamaisa, he's potter, since the Kohen Gadol is potter from a dalit dalis, the pasuk says that his asiris vefer is only the mincha chavita that he brings every day. There's no other mincha asir seifa that he could bring. So since the Kohen Gadol is potter from the Dali Dalus, that's a svar meyachas that he's not in the parsha of the other two either. Even though he's rich, he's potter from the behemoth. So therefore, b'kivo, the Kohen Gadol is potter from all three of them. Mashenkein and Melech, even though from one type of aver he's potter, from Shmias Kohel, that's all, only by Shmias Kohel he's potter. But from the other two averis, he's in the parsha. Now the Mishnah says, Kol ha-mitzvah shebatoiro shechayovim al doinei koris v'yashevdosei chatis. This is the klal of the homosechta, come on. That any time you have an aver in the Torah, that if a yochid does it b'mezid, he's chayiv koris, so b'shoidig is chayiv chatis. What type of a korban does it bring? Ha-yochid may be kisvul sira. Either a male or female lamb, or else a female goat. He has a choice. Fiha nosi. Let's say the Melech does the chet, v'yanosi brings a sawyer, brings a he-goat. Ha-moshiach, let's say the Kohen Gadol does the chet. U-bezdin, or else in the case where bezdin paskin, and the tzorov with the tzibah listen to bezdin, then mevi and par, both of them bring a par. That's their special korban, they bring a par. Let's do the chet of avoid the zara. So it's like this: Hayochid v'hanosi v'hamoshiach mevi and sira that we have before nefesh achas techato abishkogom. Now, avoid the zara, all yichidim are the same. Whether you're a regular person, a nosi, the king, or a kohen gadol, they have to bring a sira, a female goat. Ubezdin par v'soyer. If Bezdin paskin wrong by the chet of Avodah Zarah and rove with the tzibah, listen to Bezdin, then the korban is a par and a soyer. Par loyla, the par is for the korban oyla, v'soyer lachatis. The soyer, that's for the korban chatis. Oshem toli, what's going to be the lacha if you do a chet and you have a doubt whether you did it or not, you're not sure, that, so therefore usually it's an oshem toli. So ha-yochid v'ha-nosi chayovim, a regular yochid, and the nosi, the melech, he's also chayiv in a korban oshem toli. Mashenkeinu Moshiach u'bezdin pturim. The Kohen Gadol and the bezdin de potter from an oshem toli. Like we had yesterday, an oshem toli is only if the korban comes machmas eshkoga without a psak halacha. Wherever you need a psak halacha first, there's no parash of oshem toli. So since the Kohen Gadol is only chayiv if he has the first halom dover, he has the paskin wrong. And the same thing, the tzibur, first has to be a psak of bezdin, and then we listen to them. So therefore, these two are potter from a noshem toli. Noshem toli is only on a person that's chayiv with the shigas maisa bilvad. Osh, what about noshem vadai? And let's say Hashem, there are five hashamas. Hashem gizelo, Hashem milo, Hashem shikha charufa. What about these hashamas? So hayochid, v'hanosi, v'hamashir chayovim. Yes, all the Yechidim are Chayiv and Anoshim Vadai, who Bezdin Ptur, but Bezdin is Potter from Anoshim. Anoshim, it doesn't say by a Tzibur. Anoshim is only by Yochid.
What does she say? Why?
Yehne Bechlal Nefesh Achas. The Pasuk says Nefesh Achas by Oshim Vadai, a Tzibur is not Bechlal Nefesh Achas. Now, our Shmiyas Koyol, let's say somebody knows Eidus, and he swears false, they does not know it, or else for Yalbitus Vasayim, you make a Shrua Shov, or else for Yatumas Mitish Gudai Shov, so Bezdin Peturim. That's treat the Bezdin's part that is only by a Yochid applies these Averis, not by a Bezdin. For Yahyochid, Yahnosev, Yahmashiach Hayovim. That all Yechidim Achayiv, Elo, Shein Kohen Godol, Mashiach, Chayiv, Atumas Mitish Gudai Shov. That the Kohen Gadol, he's potter from the korban of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. And we'll see in the Gemara why.
Yeah.
And who Adin Rashi says, he also agrees that Avada Melech is also potter from Shmiyas Koil, because the Melech doesn't say Edus. So he doesn't have to explain. But he just told this Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Shimon knows what, that a Kohen Gadol is chayiv, the only one he's potter from is from Tumas Mitzvah Kodeshev. Now, Mahein Mevi'in, what kind of carbon do they bring? Carbon Oilu V'Yorit. They bring a carbon Oilu V'Yorit. Reb Lezer Oimer, Hanasi Mevi Soyim. Lezer holds no, that a Nasi the Melech, if he does one of these chatoyim, he brings his own special carbon. A Melech always brings a Soyer. If even by the korban, these chatoyim of a korban or elav yared, also we only bring the soyer. He brings his e-goat. Now the Gemara says, can you learn like this? Rabbi Shimon hoye noisen klau. Rabbi Shimon used to say a klau to our Mishnah of all the korbanis. It's like this. Kol shah yochid v'yoshim toli. Anytime a yochid, if he does the chet, he has a doubt whether he did the chet or not. He's chayv v'noshim toli. So ha nosi kiyotzeboy. Shnoa melech is also chayiv in a korban noshim toli, because the melech does not need a psak first, so therefore he's in the parsha. Marshenkein Moshiach ubezdin pturim, but a kohen gadol, since he's only chayiv if he paskin ruon first, and the same thing by bezdin, they have to paskin ruon first, so therefore they're potter from a korban noshim toli. V'chol shub noshim vaday, whoever is chayiv in a noshim vaday, which is nosi yom Moshiach ki yitzabem. That the rules of chayiv, a melech and a kohen gadol is chayiv in a korban oshim. Or bezdin pturim. Only a bezdin at tzibur says nefesh achas. It's only if a yochid does the chet by an oshim, and not if the tzibur, not if bezdin paskin ruon. Shmiyas hakoil, obitis rosayim. What about the avera of shmiyas hakoil swearing false? Obitis rosayim. Right, the shmiyas is called by edus. Obitis rosayim. Stam saying a shua shekem. V'tumas nivish kodeshov. So bezdin pturim. Bezdin is potter over here. Nosi yom Mashiach hayavim, but a melech and a kohen gadol, they're both chayiv in this korban. Elo shein hanosi chayiv shmiyas hakoil. That's all. That a melech is potter for swearing false by edus, because the melech is potter for edus anyway. V'loy Mashiach b'tumas mitzvah shekadoshim. Who adin a kohen gadol is potter for the korban by tumas mitzvah shekadoshim. We have to understand why Dafka Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshav is a Kohen potter. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now, Kol Shu B'Erla V'Yorid, anytime you have this korban of an Erla V'Yorid, so then Nosi Kiyotzeboy, the Melech has the Chiyiv to bring the korban Erla V'Yorid. Moshiach, what about the Kohen Gadol, who Bezdin Pturim, their potter for the korban Erla V'Yorid. So Moshiach said his cloud doesn't come out, it's a stirim in Erbei. For the Gemara, Guf HaKashya, the Kashya in your cloud itself. Kasha, Hagufa Kasha, Amarta, first you're telling me, Shane Moshiach Chayiv Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshim. First you're telling me a Kohen Gadol is not Chayiv on a Korban of Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshim. So Diyik is what? The Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshim would the Potom. That's the only time you're saying a Melech, a Kohen Gadol is Potom. From the Korban of Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshim. Avo Bishmiya Sakil, but if he swears false that he does not know Edis, we also beat this Mosayim. If he stam makes a shua shov or a shua shekem, he swears he did eat and he didn't eat. So chayiv, then he is chayiv the korban erlu v'yorid.
That's your first klal. Ema sefer, what do you say at the sefer, Reb Shimon? You say, koshu v'oyle v'yorid, anytime there's a chiyuv korban of v'oyle v'yorid, which is these three pashas of the Tumas Mikdosh, Shmias Koyol, and Bitris Vosayim, so you're telling me, nosi kiyotze boy, that a melech is chayiv, so chorot smashma, melech is chayiv even on a Shmias Koyol, so it's a stira. Is the melech chayiv on Shmias Koyol on swearing false? He does not know this, or is he not chayiv? So it's a stira. And the same thing. Yeah, no, you said nasi kiyetsu, but nasi is chayiv. And first you said a nasi was potter, that's the stira. Here you're telling me now a nasi is chayiv, kiyetsu, but means he has the same halachas, and before you say no, he's potter. And vaitu moshiach, the kohen gadol ubezdin, peturin. You say what, they're potter from this korban, because they need a psak first. Yeah. So ketoni moshiach ubezdin peturin. Do you say now what the Kohen Gadol and Bezdin is always potter? Ma Bezdin Pturim Mikulan, just like Bezdin is potter from all three of these, is Af Mashiach potter Mikulan. You must mean to say that the Kohen Gadol is also potter from all three Kabonis, from all three Pashas of Shmias Koyel, Vitas Vasayim, and Tumas Mikdash. If so, Kashin Adodi is a stira. First you said that the Kohen Gadol is only potter from Tumas Mikdash of Gadashov. Mashma the other three.